Your foreign tongue, the gift of the Spirit to guide you and others to the proclamation or conviction that Jesus is Lord, or whatever you do that helps to proclaim or convince somebody that Jesus is Lord, is your gift in the Spirit. The Spirit's presence is shown in some way in each person for the good of all, says 1 Corinthians 12:7. Those who speak in tongues speak to God, but are themselves edified. Those who speak divine messages speak to men, but edify the men of the body of Christ. No one can do either without the Holy Spirit. In fact, what you tell the church is the explanation of the mystery God told you in the Spirit. This is the connection between tongues and your spiritual gifting. Your tongues develops your spiritual accuracy in gifting. So many are foreigners to the language of heaven, so many do not have any dialect of the Holy Spirit. But God will speak to those people through men of foreign tongues, says the Bible. You need to develop a language in the Holy Spirit. Most people work for the devil by a common language of paganism, whether they realize or not. The Holy Spirit is not just a power, someone with a presence. A strong presence, someone who loves and communicates the love of God to you, a counselor. No, he speaks a language and he helps you to develop a dialect that will distinguish you from pagans and unbelievers. But not only that, will develop your distinction even among saints and believers. You hear of your specialties and blessedness in his presence, and then he helps you to communicate, translate, explain, expose, expound, exploit these mysteries before men of great minds and mere men. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Spirit. No one can say Jesus is Christ in this Holy Spirit. A spirit is always behind the conclusions or confessions of every and anybody. Begin a relationship with the Holy Spirit, which will give you a specialty before men and an extraordinarity before great men. What you do say or don't say is based on the Spirit that drives you. It's not good enough to say nothing. There is a spirit behind that. It's called muteness. You need to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit to begin to know what to say, and when to say, and what not to say. You can't just keep quiet. There is a pagan spirit behind that. Amen.